Upon this dance, amongst other men, danced a squire before Dorigen, that fresher was and jollier of array, as to my doom, than is the month of May. He singeth, danceth, passing any man that is or was since that the world began. Therewith he was, if men him should describe, one of the best faring men alive. Young, strong, right virtuous, and rich, and wise, and well-beloved, and holden in great prize. And shortly, if the sooth I tell and shall, unwitting by this Dorigen at all, this lusty squire, servant to Venus, which that yclepid was Aurelius, had loved her best of any creature 2 years and more, as was his aventure. But never durst he tell on her his grievance. Withouten cup he drank all his penance. He was despaired. Nothing durst he say, save in his song somewhat would he ray his woe, as in a general complaining. He said he loved, and was beloved no thing, of which matter made he many lays, songs, complaints, roundels, virelays, how that he durst not his sorrow tell, but languishes as a fury does in hell. And die he must, he said, as did Echo for Narcissus that durst not tell her woe. In other manner than you hear me say, ne durst he not to her his woe betray, save that peradventure sometimes at dances, where young folk keep their observances, it may well be he looked on her face, in such a wise as man that asketh grace. But nothing wist she of his intent. Natheless, it happed, ere they thence went, because that he was her neighbour, and was a man of worship and of honour, and had known him of time yore, they fell in speech, and forth more and more unto his purpose drew Aurelius, and when he saw his time, he said thus, "Madam," quod he, "by God that this world made, so that I wist it might your heart glad, I would that day that your Arviragus went o'er the sea, that I, Aurelius, had went, where never I should have come again. For well I wot my service is in vain, my guerdon is but bursting of mine heart. Madam, rueth upon my pain smart, for with a word you may me slay or save. Here at your feet, God would that I were grave. I have as now no leisure more to say. Have mercy, sweet, or you will do me die." She gan to look upon Aurelius. "Is this your will," quod she, "and say you thus?" "Never erst," quod she, "ne wist I what you meant. But now, Aurelius, that I know your intent, by Vilca God that gave me soul and life, ne shall I never be an untrue wife in word nor work. As far as I have wit, I will be his to whom that I am knit. Take this for final answer as of me."